Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Home-Based Business 101. Hey, sorry about the delay of coming on after Isaiah's introduction, but we thank you for staying, you know, tuned in and listening for those that are out there, and we appreciate you tuning in this morning to our broadcast as we share information with you this morning concerning how you can get hired to become a licensed tax professional. That's right. How to get hired to become a licensed tax professional. And, hey, you say, why would I want to become a licensed tax professional, Baba Jahi? Well, hey, there's some good money that can be made doing taxes. You make about at least working from home part-time. About $35,000 a year doing taxes part-time from home. And we provide all of the training and all of the necessary information that you need to help you succeed in that endeavor. And so, hey, we say, you know, check it out. Check it out. Give us a call at 252-406-0774. 252-406-0774. And hey, let us share with you about becoming a licensed tax professional. We'd love to have you part of our tax team as we get prepared for the 2012 tax season, which people start filing their 2012 tax returns in January. We're doing getting people on board now and getting them trained so that they can be ready and able to go and do what needs to be done to help people with their taxes. And you know, again, this is a home-based business opportunity we're talking about. So it doesn't matter where you live. You know, we're able to do the necessary things that we need to do, which is, you know, make sure we get your criminal background check taken care of because you will be handling, you know, very sensitive data, stuff with, you know, people's social security numbers and, income and all of that kind of stuff. And so we want to make sure that, you know, that you're decent and in order so that you can do what's decent and in order by helping people with their taxes. But again, as I was saying, it's a home-based business opportunity, which is, you know, many different home-based business opportunities out here. This is one working with our firm. You know, we specialize in home-based business work and home-based business opportunities. And, you know, I want to give you a little quote this morning. It says, spirit is substance which forms itself according to your demands and must have a pattern from which to work. A pan of dough is as willing to be formed into bread as biscuit. It makes little difference to spirit what we demand. What do you demand of your spirit? What do you demand of your spirit? And hopefully you have some great demands of your spirit. And this is from a book written by Francis Warner, and it's called Our Invisible Supply, Part 1. It was written in 1907. Our invisible supply, because see, we gotta look at what we don't see. We see, but we don't see. You say, okay, here we go with these riddles. See, but we don't see. Yes, you know, there's air all around us. Do we see it with the eye, or do you see it with your third eye? And so, you know, it's important to understand that. And whatever you're going through right now, remember this, it can be another way. Just trust in God or trust in the Spirit, as I say. Walk with the Spirit. Trust in the Spirit. And never let you down. Never fade. But there's five things you got to do. That is, you got to know what you don't want. Know what you don't want and then rephrase it. Know what you don't want and rephrase it. By selecting what you would like to have, do, or be. That's step two. Once you know what you don't want, select what you would like to have, do, or be. Then, hey, step three, make sure you get clear. Get clear means get blockages, things out of your path, and out of your way that's holding you back from getting what you want or like to do or be. And sometimes it can be people. So you got to make sure you get negative people out of your way, out of your life. Now, I know sometimes it's difficult when it's family members. So, you know, with family members, you have to draw boundaries. You know, I have only certain days that I talk to certain family members because I know they're very negative. So I got a lot I got to get done on a certain day that, you know, I will, you know, that's why I schedule what days I want to talk to certain family members because I know knowing them and knowing their personality that, you know, it would disrupt my day. So I have to make sure I stay clear of certain, you know, certain people and then stay clear of certain situations, things. You know, I'm not a big TV watcher because I don't want TV to zap me neither. See, you know, things will zap you and stop you from moving on your what it is that you want to get done. And then once you can clear yourself, feel how exciting it would be to have, do, or be what you want. You got to feel excited about it, and you got to visualize it as if you're already in the moment. You visualize it as if you're already in the moment. And then you have to learn how to let go. I like to say learn how to let go and let God be in control. See, because there's some things you can't plan for. We plan with our unconscious mind, but as we put things out there, see, once you put out what you want, you will be drawn to it, and it will be drawn to you, and you have to learn how to let go. You pray for something, but you always say, and a little, or something better. You know, hey, God, I would like to have whatever it is you would like to have, and you close it by saying, or something better. Hey, those are some tips and some points that you can focus on as you make your decisions about things that you want to do as far as home-based business. And again, you know, right now we're hiring people that would like to become licensed tax professionals. You don't have to quit what you're already doing as a home-based business. You can just add another revenue stream, and just think, you know, you have people that, you know, that you do business with, and you can add another revenue stream where you can become a tax preparer and make decent money preparing people taxes. You know, on average, you can make anywhere from $200 to about $350, $400 per turn helping people with the individual taxes. Corporate taxes, sometimes when I do corporate taxes, you make anywhere from $1,500 to $5,000 to maybe even $10,000 doing corporate taxes for a corporation. So, you know, and we teach you how, you know, every aspect of the tax business. We have online training modules that you go through, get certified in each of the areas. So individual taxes, small business taxes, subchapter S, corporation taxes, corporate taxes, estate planning taxes. You know, you get trained in everything. So you want to learn to take advantage of that. If there's something else you would like to do to earn some extra income. Hey, and with that said, you know, that's going to wrap up the show for the day. Again, you know, we're basically doing a small, short show. And tomorrow we will kick back off with the We Work From Home morning show. We Work From Home morning show piece. We will kick back off with that tomorrow. And so tune in again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock as we will be giving out tips and ideas on how to improve your home-based business. So with that said, hey, I'm going to close out with a theme song called It's My Time. Turn.